Uncertainty is fueling a downtrend in our livestock markets. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. There is a lot of uncertainty within our markets, and especially on our livestock side. And as we know from past experiences, that our cattle market doesn't like uncertainty.
I think you're totally right. Most of the outside factors right now are weighing on a cattle market that was overbought. It had a good little run, and now the last 6 or 7 trading days, we've just been choppy and looking for fresh buying that really hasn't come. Have filling a few gaps on the charts and looking to fill a few more. The June stuff could trickle all the way down to like 218 to finish up filling those gaps. But for now, technically speaking, it's not like the selling is intense, but we're just searching for a little bit of price and we're looking for some new buyers, which haven't really materialized at these levels yet.
Visiting with Nick Repke with Kleis Commodities, and even as we look on the cash side, you know, that seems to remain fairly stable. At least our index today is like 310.33. And especially across sale barns, seems like that market's hanging in there pretty well.
Yeah, that index is only down just a little bit. That 310 is still a really good number. And, you know, as always, that cash has been leading it higher. I've got a few other reports from around, you know, as far as slaughter numbers, cutout values, all that stuff is staying real strong. Very little weakness. Most of it's all moving up.
Gotcha. And speaking of cash, especially on our hog side, you know, I think that's something we should keep stressing on that market as it's keeping the hogs really supported there. Cash has been phenomenal there.
Yeah, it really has been well supported. This has been a very orderly run up. I do have a lot of hog guys taking advantage of some of this stuff and putting on some hedges and thinking about protecting some of this profits. This thing has come, you know, quite a long ways, about 20% here in the last couple months. So for any of those producers out there, our suggestion is to make sure you get some profits locked in and protect yourself at these levels. I don't think they're going anywhere soon. I'm not really panicky about a bottom falling out of it, but honestly, with all the outside market stuff, I think it's a good move.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.